Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the MOB Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning, kicking off another big week here in the MOB community. Grateful, as always, to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a lot of fun. Love hanging out with you. Great privilege and honor. And today I want to talk to you about something that I think is important because it is Monday. And if you followed me long enough, you know how much I love Mondays. I think Mondays are exceptional. A lot of times people think of Mondays as this sort of drudgery, especially coming off, like a holiday weekend like we just had. They're thinking, oh, man, I got to get back to work, got to get, the kids back in school, do all the things that people have to do to get back to, quote, reality. Now, this is, of course, coming from the perspective where Monday is the first day of the week. Personally, I love Mondays. The reason I love Mondays is, I don't know, I just always felt like it was this, day of opportunity, that chance to renew and refresh and hit the ground running. Having, a little bit of a layoff over the weekend if you took one. Perhaps you had some time this past weekend to do the things you love to do, spend time doing them with the people you love to be around, as I like to say, on our Thursday calls. But what I love about Mondays is the fact that it gives you an opportunity to strike while the iron is super hot, before everybody else has had a chance to jump in. There's a lot of people who make excuses, who show up slow, who show up sort of with half intensity. That's your opportunity to jump in there and give it all you got and give yourself that huge spark of momentum. It's Monday. Time to get after it. Time to go all in. Time to play full out. So I want you to go forth, slay dragons, and do what you came here to do. No excuses. That's my message for you today. Have an amazing week. Talk to you tomorrow. Wait, there's a little bit more to it than that. I do mean it when I say that this is your day to optimize. This is your day to seize the opportunity, to strike. There is diem to carpe, as I like to say. The old carpe diem, seize the day attitude is awesome. But it doesn't matter whether it's Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday. It doesn't matter whether it's March, April, May, June, July. It doesn't matter what time of the year, what time of the day, what time of the week. This is your time. No excuses. You see, excuses are self-imposed limitations. They set up a premeditated failure. It's as if we're trying to find a way out. Now, I have to be honest with you. Perfectly clear, completely transparent on this, every single human being on the planet Earth makes excuses. Everyone. The difference between the high performers and everybody else is the high performers know that those excuses are there. They realize that there's a choice. That's the beautiful part. It's an opportunity every given moment to either fall back, rest on our laurels and stay pushed down, stay sort of covered up and buried under our excuses, or to dig our way out of them. There's only two ways to fail in life. One is to never get started in the first place. We make excuses. We say, ah, it's too hard, it's too expensive, it's too late, too early, too this, too that. We make all kinds of excuses. We build a wall to protect ourselves, to protect our ego. Or the second way to fail is to quit. We make the excuse then. We say, hey, it's too hard. It's more than I bargained for. They said it was going to be, I was going to have success. I was going to have results by now, but I didn't, so I'm out. And again, this is the path for people who simply don't have that strong why or desire to succeed. They may talk a big game. They may say, hey, I want it worse than anything. But the people who either fail to start or fail to complete, the people who don't get started or the people who quit, those are the people who truly fail in life. Those are the failures. If you've gone out there in your life and you've aspired, you've gone out and tried to achieve, maybe you came up short, maybe you stumbled, maybe you fell, maybe you lost everything. You are not a failure, my friend, because at least you went out there and got off the couch. At least you gave it your shot. There are going to be plenty of people that you're surrounded with in your life who are, quote, failures. They're professional failures. They have set their life up to quit or to never get started. They sit there like cynics in the top balcony laughing at all the performers, laughing at all the achievers, all the people that are go out there striving and trying to make their lives better. and not trying to make their lives better, actually doing something about it. The very act of taking action in the face of courage, in the face of fear, in the face of doubt, that right there is success on some level. Now, you may say to yourself, listen, I don't want to build a life where all I do is strive to do things and come up short. So I'm going to talk to you today about some things that you could do to prevent that from happening. But the single most important decision you can make right now is to not allow your excuses to stand in the way. You're not going to create those self-imposed limitations on yourself that are known as excuses, because you, my friend, are a no-excuse achiever. You're the person that's going to go out there and make it happen. No premeditated failure for you. You're not looking for the exits, because that's all excuses are. An excuse is simply a way out. We're giving ourselves a way out. It's a disclaimer. It's the fine print that we hate when other people give to us, but we're writing the fine print for ourselves. We're saying, hey, if it doesn't happen, then I'm going to give myself that opportunity to quit or to back out or to never start in the first place. But that is not for you. Let me ask you a question. I want you to think about this as I take you through a couple of simple techniques and steps and strategies you can use right now. But I want you to think about this. Close your eyes if you can. If you're driving a car, don't do that. If you can give yourself a moment to just meditate slowly on this or quietly, think about this. What would your life look like? What would life for you look like if you were able to let go of all of those excuses for just one day? Today. Listen, tomorrow you can pick the excuses back up. Tomorrow you can say, hey, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too young, I'm too skinny, I'm too beautiful, I'm too ugly, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a grandparent, I'm a parent, I'm not a parent. I don't have an education. I do have an education. I don't have bills. I do have bills. Whatever the excuses are that we all have, what if you drop those for just one day? Just today. You said, okay, today, no excuses. Tomorrow, you can pick them back up. I'm not asking you to change your entire life. I'm asking you to make a decision for one day, 24 hours. What if you did it for just one day? Tell you what if you dropped your excuses for just 1 hour? This hour. Beginning right now for the next 60 minutes, what if you acted and behaved with no excuses? What would life look like? If that's too much, what if for just 20 seconds of pure unadulterated courage, you behaved with zero excuses? What could you do? What decision could you make? What action could you take in that 20 seconds where the excuses were not there to hold you back like an anchor around your neck? What would it look like? Now think about that for just a moment. Whether it's a full day, whether it's a full hour, or whether it's just 20 seconds, what could be possible for you? Think about the possibilities. Don't worry about all the but what ifs and all the other crap. We'll get to that in a moment. I just want you to think about what life could possibly look like for you. There were so many times in my life when I wanted to quit. When the U.S. Navy rejected me 6 times. On that 6th time, they said, no way, you're not getting in. You're never going to be an officer. You're not going to fly airplanes for us. There was an absolute, total, impulse to want to quit, to say to myself, it wasn't meant to be, because that's what everybody else was saying. I mean, hell, it was very easy to look at the world around me and see it as a mirror and go, well, the rest of the world's telling me it wasn't meant to be, so I'm going to take that same approach. I'm going to take the easy road. I'm just going to lay my head back on the pillow, hit the snooze button on life, and say it wasn't meant to be. It's enticing. It's seductive. Those excuses feel amazing. It's like a warm blanket on a cold evening. But if I looked at it and said, what if I didn't make an excuse for the next year? What if no excuses, I just went after it? To me, a year was too short. I decided I was going to go for it until there was absolutely, positively no way. Because I knew deep down in my soul, I didn't know all the ways. I didn't know all the avenues. I certainly didn't have all the answers. But there was something deep down inside that told me, this is not the end of the road. You have to find that for yourself as well. If you want to build a successful business, if you want to build a strong, healthy body, you can't look at yourself and say, well, the doctor told me this, unless you have some serious medical condition. I've got a friend of mine who was born with no arms and one leg. And he's had prosthetics on his whole body for his entire life, from day one since he was born. And yet, he's a powerful, inspirational speaker. He's a member of the community in San Diego. He's a strong advocate for people with that were born the way he was born. He's run a marathon. It'd be very easy to look at a guy like that and say, no way you're going to run a marathon. And yet he did it. 26.2 miles with no arms and one leg. He's had prosthetics his entire life. And yet he's written two books. In fact, I think he's got a third book coming out. He can even autograph one for you. His name's Alex Montoya. He's an amazing guy. No excuses in that man's bloodstream, because he took a moment and said, what would life look like if I didn't allow my excuses to hold me back? Not just for one day, but for his entire life. So here's my question. What would life look like if you could let go of your excuses for just one day, today, for the next 24 hours? Even if it's just for 1 hour, for the next 60 minutes, or for just 20 seconds, right this instant. Would you be more bold? Would you be more courageous? Would you be more certain? Ask yourself what it would look like. And I can guarantee you this, on some capacity, the image that comes up, the feeling that comes up for you is that you would be more of who you truly are deep down inside, underneath all those layers of hurt and anger and frustration, all those layers of self-doubt. All those layers of the miles and years and experiences you've had where you had evidence that it wasn't supposed to be, that it wasn't, quote, meant to be. But yet, if you clear away all those layers and you get down to the root of who you truly are, that amazing person that you are, the person who's enough, that's that person. That's what it feels like to be that person. That's you. That's not some manufactured superhero that you see on a big TV screen. You're not some celebrity, not some professional sports person. Nope. That's you, the superhero that is inside you, the authentic you. So how do we do this? How do we get past this effect of what the excuses can do to us? How do we get past the excuses and start living more of who we are? Number one is you've got to make your answers bigger than your excuses. We all make excuses. Every single person on the planet Earth makes excuses. The question is, what are your answers? Oh, man, you know, it's already 100 or so days into the year. The year's like a third over or a fourth over. That's true. But what's your answer to that? Your answer is, hey, I got just about 9 months left. What am I going to do with this next 9 months? I'm going to shift the momentum. I'm going to tilt the scales in my favor. I'm going to do everything I can do to make this the best 9 months of my life. Yeah, but I'm getting old. Hey, maybe true. That's a blessing, though. Because the alternative is pretty bad. If you're not getting old, that must mean you're dead. So instead of making an excuse that you're getting older, ask yourself the question, how can I make the rest of my years the best of my years? Yeah, but JT, I'm really overweight. I'm out of shape. I've got some serious health issues. You wouldn't understand. I would understand because I've got friends that have been there. I've been there, not necessarily extremely overweight, but I've been in places where my health was impacted due to injury or due to some other things. And instead of making excuses, I found a way to start slow, to start small, and to never, ever quit, to never, ever stop, to keep moving past the pain, past the discomfort, past being tired, past being inconvenienced. Listen, success and great results are not convenient. Get used to that. If you want to make an impact in the world, your answers have to be bigger than your excuses. You have to be willing to get uncomfortable. You have to be willing to be inconvenienced, sometimes insulted by life. There are going to be times where it's not fair. It's going to be times when you're so hungry, you got that plate of hot food, and life slaps it right out of your hand. It's all over the floor. You can't say to yourself, it's not fair. You have to say to yourself, it is what it is, and pick yourself back up and get moving again. Next is it's not just about answers being bigger than excuses. Think about the whole thing as an equation, a mathematical equation. Your answers are divided by your excuses. So if your excuses are big, then the product of that division is going to be much smaller. If your answer is big and you say, hey, I'm going to do whatever it takes, that's a big answer. But if your excuses are large and you're saying, yeah, but I can't do it right now. I can't. And you keep giving the biggest excuses and you create a big snowball. Now your answers are smaller than your excuses. But let's say, for instance, that you're one of those people that totally gets what I'm saying. The message is landing not just in your mind, but in your heart and your soul. So you start allowing your excuses to become small and your answers to become big. Now what you have is a very motivated and inspired person. Your answers have become bigger than your excuses, but now what? Now you've got to multiply it by action. Because if you multiply anything by zero, it's still zero. If you multiply a million by zero, it's still zero. If you multiply infinity by zero, it's still a big goose egg, zero. You have to take action, my friend. That's why I'm saying it's about putting the excuses aside, having the answers be bigger than the excuses, and then take the action that goes in there. Even if it's 20 seconds of pure unadulterated courage, that's enough. That might be all it takes to shift the momentum, to break the inertia, to clear the launch pad and actually break the surly bonds of gravity and get yourself into the heavens. You have to be able to multiply whatever answer you come up with with action. And that action has to be enough to get you moving. Does it mean that you have to take the biggest, most perfect action? No, it doesn't. Sometimes it means just getting out of bed, hitting not just the snooze button, but the off button. That is an action that will help break the inertia. Does it mean that you're automatically going to be a fitness stud? No. Does it automatically mean that you are a disciplined person? No, but you're one step closer to it, because for once, you said no to the easy way. For once, you said no to comfort. For once, you said no to mediocrity. May not be the first time, and it certainly won't be your last time. And if you establish a behavior pattern, a disciplined behavior pattern of saying no to the impulse to want to quit or take the easy way out, sooner rather than later, your excuses start to shrink and you begin to win and step into your power. Next, you got to ask yourself two important questions. The first is, what if? What if I drop my excuses for the next 24 hours? What if I drop my excuses for the next 60 minutes? What if I drop my excuses for the next 20 seconds? What if? What if I actually do the thing I said I was going to do? What if I actually stepped into my big dream and actually acted the way I dream of myself acting, started behaving like that person I want to become? What if? What if I took the action that I know I have to take, even though it's scary, even though it puts me in a terrible, uncomfortable position, even though I have no guarantees that it's going to work out? What if I did that thing? You got to ask that question. The next question you have to answer for yourself is, why not? Why not do it? Because that's really the question you have to answer. That's really at the core of the entire conversation. Why not? Not just why not do it, but why not me? Why not you? Why not you? You know, I remember when people would say, hey, you're not cut out to be a Navy pilot. It's not going to work. And I'd be like, why not? Why not me? There's nothing about me that's so bad. I've got perfect eyesight, so I've got that. I've got good hand-eye coordination. I definitely have the passion and the desire. I have the mental capabilities, even though a lot of people are saying I don't. I could handle this. Why not? Why not me? That's the question that you absolutely positively have to ask for yourself. If you want to be the underdog that slays the champion, if you want to be the underdog that becomes the champion, you have to ask yourself, why not me? Why not now? Why not this go? Why not this lap around the block of life? Because you don't know how many laps you got left. So why not now? Why not you? Why not right here? The next thing I want you to do, if this is still too much, if you're still saying to yourself, I got it, JT, but it's easier said than done, easy for you to say, you don't know my situation, then this is what I want you to do. Pay close attention. I want you to take a sheet of paper, and I want you to draw a line straight down the middle. On the left, I want you to write all of your excuses, all of them. And I want you to write all of your answers on the right. And I want you to consider this. What could go wrong if you do this? If you reach out and ask for the sale? If you go over and ask that person out on the date? If you say yes to whatever your dream is, launching your business, launching your big, hey, I'm going to sail around the world, I'm going to run that marathon. What if it all goes wrong? What could go wrong? Don't hold back. Be honest with yourself. What could go wrong? The question that I want you to ask as you start writing down all the things that could possibly go wrong is, what is that thought doing for you? Well, if I go out and I ask for the sale and they say no and they reject me, what is that thought doing for you? Is it making you feel bad? Is it making you feel scared? Is it making you feel anxious? Is it helping you? Because the chances are it's probably not. That thought about you failing, quote unquote failing, or coming up short is probably not helping you. It doesn't mean you ignore it. It doesn't mean that you don't pay it its due, okay? Because it's probably trying to tell you something. It's going to make you better, sharper, stronger, better, smarter, more prepared, more qualified. If you go into it with your head in the clouds and go, oh, man, you know, I'm supported. Everything's going to work out. The law of attraction is going to work for me. If you start taking that path, then you're probably going to fall flat on your face. But if you say to yourself, I could absolutely stumble on this. I could come up way short. I could get embarrassed. I could get rejected. That's great. Be completely honest with yourself. Live in reality for a second. And then ask yourself, what is that thought doing for you? Is it helping you or is it holding you back? Because if it's holding you back, now it's time to focus on what you want. Now it's time to focus on what could happen if it goes right. You see, I don't want you to think of nothing ever bad happening to you. People say, they'll say to me, but JT, you don't understand. You know, if all I do is, if I just focus on what I want and what's great in life, then isn't that going to make my life awesome? No, it won't. It'll make you delusional. We never flew a combat mission going, ah, nothing's going to go wrong. We won't even worry about it. Because if we worry about it, if we focus on it, then it's going to come about, right? That's what the law of attraction is. If we focus on it, it'll come about. Bull crap. That's not how it works, my friend. In real life, especially when you're going after something serious, you have to ask yourself, what could go wrong? And think about it. But if you sit there all day and wallow in that, then you're just setting yourself up for that to happen. The next question you have to ask yourself is, what could happen if it goes right? That's the thing that you want to answer. Once you've gotten clear on what could go wrong, the question is, what could go right? And what would that mean to you? Okay? There's a difference between saying, what could go wrong, and asking yourself, what is that thought doing to you? The thought's probably pulling you down. The thought's probably making you feel crappy. The thought's probably saying to yourself, yeah, this is awful. But what it should be doing to you is saying, I will not let that happen to me. Instead of thinking about it from a place of fear, thinking about it from a place of positive action. Hey, I am not going to allow myself to get rejected. And if I get rejected, I'm going to get right back in the saddle and go to the next sales call. If that person I ask out on a date is rude to me, then I guess that means their character doesn't match with mine and it wasn't meant to be. Time to move on. If I go out there and try to run and train for this marathon and I beat my body up, then that just means I'm getting physically stronger, spiritually stronger, mentally and psychologically stronger. But if it all goes right, what does it mean? If the sale goes through and the person says yes and they pay for the product or the service, then what does that mean? It means that I was on the right path in the first place. And all those people that told me I couldn't do it were wrong. What does it mean if the person says, sure, I'd love to go out on a date? It means that there's that next opportunity to build the relationship. What does it mean if I were to get up at 4:30 in the morning and work out and work through the pain? It means I become stronger. I become more capable. I become more of who I truly was meant to be. Make that list of your excuses and your answers. Ask yourself what could go wrong. And know that whatever thoughts you have around that, ask yourself, what is that thought doing to me? Next is what could go right, and ask yourself, what does that mean to me? What does it going right mean? When you come to those answers and come to clarity on those, now all of a sudden you have some power. You have the ability to move past the excuse. Your answers become larger than the excuses, and then guess what? You could take the action that actually leads to the results you want. Is it going to happen every time? No. Are you going to succeed every time you step up to the bat? No. Are you going to feel like a winner all the time? No. Are you going to feel like a champion all the time? No. Is it going to succeed on the first go? I don't know. Maybe. But here's the important part. There is one thing that will happen 100% of the time when you do this. 100% of the time, you will prove to the one person in the world that matters the most, and that is yourself, that you have what it takes to succeed. Why? Because you are not allowing your excuses to hold you back. You are not building that self-imposed barrier, that invisible wall that limits you in what you can and should achieve in life. You are the person in absolute positive control. You're the person in the driver's seat, and that's what will happen 100% of the time. And that, my friend, is 100 times, 1,000 times, perhaps a million times more powerful and more valuable than any result you'll ever get. Step into your greatness today. Move past your excuses. Believe in yourself. Take the action you know you have to take. Be willing to stumble a little bit, but realize the only two ways to fail are to quit or to never get started in the first place. And those are both byproducts of excuses. Excuses that you are no longer willing to allow to drive your results. Instead, your answers and your actions are going to drive your results beginning right now, today. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power of Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.